Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Before we begin, you know, we said we're going to read these things in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John about how Jesus prayed. And we said we've already made up our mind. We committed. Ever how he said to pray, that's how we're going to pray. You remember that? How many still with that now? Look like I lost some folks. How many believe that ever how Jesus said to pray, that is the way to pray? And we went over, he taught us to pray in love. So we're going to pray in love, right? He taught us to pray in faith. He taught us to ask, right? Everything we've gone over, we saw scripture where he said, do it this way, or he did it himself and demonstrated by example. So say it again, Lord, I'll do it.
Lord, I'll do it.
The way you say,
is the way I pray.
Well, in Matthew 26, notice how he prayed. In Matthew 26, we looked at the prayer of submission, where he prayed, not my will, but thine be done. We looked at that. But today, in Matthew 26, and I believe it's about verse 53, they're in the garden. Here comes Judas. Here comes the guards to take Jesus away. And when they came, Peter and some of the others whipped out their blades and are ready to cut somebody. They're going to fight for Jesus. They meant they was going to stick by him. They intended to. And, you know, Peter whipped out his sword and sliced off this guy's ear. And at this point, Jesus said in verse 52, Matthew 26, 52. Jesus said to him, put up again your sword into his place. For all that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Now get this. Thinkest thou that I cannot now do what?
Pray.
So he's talking about praying. Pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels. That would be to defend them against this guard that have come to take him away. But, in other words, if I did that, how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? Let me read this to you from another translation. The New Living says, he said this, don't you realize that I could ask my Father for thousands of angels to protect us, and he would send them instantly. How many believe that? Jesus is telling them, you know, because they're thinking, boy, you know, we're outnumbered. We're outgunned here. And they start swinging the sword. He said, no, stop, stop, stop. Put your swords up. Don't you realize I could pray right now. I could ask the Father to give us help. And he would give us thousands of angels to protect us or to fight for us. But if I did, how would the scriptures be fulfilled that describe what must happen now? Our point today is this. We're going to develop beyond this, but here is a prayer Jesus didn't pray. Do you get that now? He could have. Could he have done it?
Yes.
Would the Father have heard him?
Yes.
Yeah. But he didn't pray it. Is there a time not to pray?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, in almost every other circumstance, it would have certainly been right to pray for protection. Right? And to pray for deliverance. You know that's the perfect will of God in most every circumstance. But this was different. If he'd have been delivered, we wouldn't have been.
Right?
If he hadn't gone through, you and I wouldn't be, we'd be lost. We wouldn't be in this church today. There wouldn't be any church. So there are times when the Holy Spirit will check you. Don't pray. Or don't pray about that. Or don't pray that way. And you and I must endeavor to learn the Lord, learn the Holy Spirit, grow in Him so that He becomes so real to us that we don't just kneel down or just start praying and just pray what we think and what we want all the time. And prayer is a monologue. It must really be fellowship. It must be communion with Him. Let me give you some other scripture along this line. The Bible says in Jeremiah, you don't have to turn there, but you can just listen to it. Jeremiah, of course, a prophet of God, a man of God. And in Jeremiah 7:16, Jeremiah was coming before the Lord because the people were in judgment. They were in a bad, bad way because of being backslid. And the Lord said, Jeremiah 7:16, He said, "Pray not for this people. Don't lift up your cry or a prayer for them. Don't make intercession to me, for I won't hear you." Would the Lord ever tell you, don't pray? He did. I could show you another three or four scriptures that say exactly the same thing. When the Lord said, don't pray about that. Don't ask me about it anymore. I mean, that happened with Moses. Do you remember that? Moses missed it big time. Where the Lord told him, you know, to speak to the rock, and he smote it. That was not a technical error. Did you hear me? Speak, hit. What did he say? No. Listen to the language and you'll get a real insight into it. Moses said, "Listen, you bunch of rebels, are we going to have to get water out of this rock for you?" Who's going to get water out of the rock? Do you hear this? And then he went over there and hit it. He was mad. Moses messed up. He blew it big time. And what he did is he misrepresented God to the nation. Well, it cost him. The Lord said, "You're not going in the promised land." And apparently, if you read the whole, all the scriptures that deal with it, apparently he asked the Lord about it several times after that, about him going in. And years passed, and he kept asking the Lord. And one time the Lord said, "Don't ask me about it again. Don't ask me." But how many understand? You got to know the Lord well enough to know He's talking to you. Right? Because a lot of folk, they just pray and they're not even aware that they're talking to God. They're just being religious, praying their prayers. But we're talking to somebody. And He talks back.
Amen.
I said He talks back.
Yeah.
If you'll listen. Yeah. Don't try to hear audible voices now. He talks to us through His Word.
Yeah.
And He talks to us by His Spirit on the inside. Amen. By the witness. And by the still small voice. But if we're going to be effective in prayer, we don't just go asking and telling and doing. We work with Him. It's communion. And sometimes, even though something is the perfect will of God, in most circumstances, He knows things we don't know. Right? We know a little bitty piece of the story. He knows the whole story. He knows everything around it. And there are times He'll tell you, "No, don't pray to me about that. No, just leave that alone." And you may wonder why. There's been times before He told me, you know, I was praying about somebody else and the Lord dealt with me, you know, "Leave this alone." And I thought, "Well, why? Lord, I know that's not Your perfect will. Why?" He said, "It's between me and them." Well, that's a polite way of saying, "None of your business." Right? So what do you do now? You leave it alone. Right? I said, "You leave it alone." Now, go with me, if you would, please, to the book of Isaiah. Let's begin to see some detail about this. Isaiah and 43. There is a time to pray. There's a time to use your faith. There's a time not to pray, whether you understand it or not. Aren't you glad we can know Him well enough to know what He's saying to us, how He's directing us? In Isaiah 43 and verse 25, Isaiah 43, 25. The Lord says, I, even I, am He that blots out your transgressions for my own sake and will not remember your sins. How many know you can shout about that all day long? Ooh, glory to God. Now get this. Put me in remembrance. One translation says, review the past for me. And let us what? Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Notice, just notice the phrase, let us plead together. Now, people have made all kind of things out of this, but listen to the Amplified, and then we're going to read you some other scriptures that say the same thing. The Amplified says, put me in remembrance. Set forth your case. Did you hear that phrase? Set forth your case that you may be justified. In Micah, the 6th chapter, you don't have to turn there, but in Micah 6, 1 and 2, he said, hear what the Lord says. Arise, contend, and plead your case. And then in verse 2, he said, the Lord has a controversy, a pleading contention with His people, and He'll pleadingly contend with Israel. Is there a talking with the Lord, and in situations pleading your case with Him, and then Him turning around and pleading His case with you? Is that a part of prayer? Many people hear that and they think, what are you talking about, Brother Keith? Let me give you some examples. Elijah was praying. He was really down. Jezebel is after him. He crawled up under the juniper tree and prayed to die. And this was part of his prayer. He said, God, there ain't nobody left but me. I wish you'd just take me on and wipe this bunch out. Because I'm the only one standing up for you and serving you. He's pleading. Now, let me read to you from Romans and you'll see. He was interceding against the nation. He wants them wiped out.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.